carry you, but for the
Blog Talk Radio.
Just had that started up.
They're going to say you had the magic. They're going to tell us all the magic.
There's no God but Allah, and that Prophet Muhammad, Iman Abdullah, is the seal of the Prophet. There's no more Prophet to come. And thank Allah for blessing us and planting us on this earth to test us and see which one is worthy of the great reward he kept hidden from us. We thank Allah for Prophet Muhammad. We pray for Majestic. Pray for one to come in case the religion lost its effect. And we look in the Muslim world, we see that the Muslim has lost their effect and they need to be revived. The religion need to be revived. They was hollering Islam. It's not Islam. It's El-Islam. It's clear as day in the Al-Quran. Imam Washuddin Muhammad came and he revived the religion. So we thank Allah for this Prophet Talk radio station coming out of California under the guidance of Hameen Muhammad. He is sponsored by Sister Claire of Muhammad Skin School. And we thank Brother Muhammad for this Prophet Talk radio station where we can come iron out our difference and also at the same time remove the problem that's been in the Garden of America and throughout the world for years, and that's racism coming from a lie that's been told on Almighty God and have been given to the people and have divided them up and made them in colors and all the other things that cause human beings not to be human beings. And God said he created all of them matter. And he was saying he created us to be human beings. And when we lose that quality of being a human being, then we become the worstest person that you can ever imagine on each other. And that it would happen all around the world. So we like to open our talk up with a prayer called Al-Fatiha, means to open. First, we like to say it in the Arabic language, which was given to us in, because none of the prophets ever spoke English. So they spoke Aramaic. Then we like to say it as close as possible in the English translation. So we'll start and we'll open up with a prayer and close with a prayer. That might may be the two greatest things that we have done here tonight. Umalay Shaitan Rajin. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbi Laidameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Maliki Omidin Iyaka Na'budu Iyaka Nasta'in Adina Sirata Mustaqim Sirata Ladina Amta Walayhim Garli Maidubi Alayhim Walidolim I mean. The English translation: we seek protection from God, from Allah, from the rejected enemy, Satan, the outcast. With the name of God, most gracious and most merciful, all praise are due to Allah, the Lord, the cherished and stain up of all worlds. Most gracious, most merciful, master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship, and thy aid we seek. We ask Allah continue always showing us this great way, and that's the way of those who portion is not wrath and who go not astray. I mean, we like to greet you in the greatest greeting of all the greetings in the world. There's no greeting in the world top this greeting, and that's the greeting of peace. That's the greeting of all the prophets. Whenever they come among the people, they greet the people in peace. And since there were no English back then, they had to say it like this. They had to say, As-salamu alaykum. And that means may God peace be unto you. And that obligated all of us to keep the peace, to stay with the peace, not to leave the peace. And once we become peaceful, we become the human being that God planted on this earth to test. And we are passing the test. Because being unpeaceful have caused us to swanner of lose the test. So we thank Almighty God, Allah, for blessing us to be Muslim. Word Muslim simply only means one who has surrendered his will to do God's will. Jesus announced one coming after him. And in his announcement, he described the man, just like the man we call Prophet Muhammad, will come and lead us in all truth. He said this man will come and lead. He said he had to get out of here. And we know that the preachers and all the other people have turned this around and called God a man. A God came in somebody's image. We can see all the lies that have been given to the world that we live in. And this affects us as human beings. This have caused us to say, your people, my people, our people. Hey, we're one people and all belongs to God, only the creator of all the people. We're supposed to be one people, but we have been lied to. A lie has been told on God, and this have divided us up. An image, a false image have been raised after God said, don't make no image of him. And this image is the standard of good look, beauty, and power, and everything here. And most African-American people are trying to look like, shape themselves to look like the image of those who's in that image. And God said, Allah said, don't make no image of him. In all scripture. And we can see the problem in that image. We living in the problem of an image. God said, don't make one. They did it anyway. This has messed our Caucasian brothers up. This has messed the African-American people or any people of color, a dark person up. This has messed us up. This has messed up. This has caused us to have problems with each other. Allah said the best one of us is one who obey him the best. And the people are not obeying God the best is for financial reasons, for material reasons, because these people get rich off their lie. Huh? So many ways they get rich. Halloween, Easter, Christmas, all these is money-making ventures for those who bring them up and allow them to live. They get rich off that. And they've called the people that live under that false idea to be poor and be neglected, be unrepresentative in all the fields of laws and understanding. If there was one law and everybody lived under that one law, we wouldn't have no problem with racism. We wouldn't have an unjust court. We wouldn't have people who were supposed to be police officers, meaning they're supposed to be keeping the peace if they were truly police officers. But we don't have that. We have all the lies that the soldiers oversee protecting our right. That is a lie. Because right now, these people have come together, and now they want to take the right from you to vote. And don't tell me they ain't going to do it. What you going to do about it? They passed the law, they couldn't do it, but they ain't stopped trying. So God, Allah is with the righteous. Allah is with those who are doing right. In Texas, 20% of the people who went to vote, they were not allowed to vote in Texas in the last election in Texas. So they have, so that still is in effect, that lie. Huh? So, you know, so Allah is showing that his power is in the nature that he controls. The wind, rain, storm, ice, and all other things that he controls. Nobody can stop those things. There's no weapon or nowhere that can stop what Allah puts on a town, put on a city, a state. And Allah is so merciful. A lot of the time he do it just to warn the people, get back in shape. And this COVID-19 should ran us all back into some religion, worshiping God and speaking the truth, praying for us, praying 5 times a day. For the Christians, they need to be praying 5 and 10 times a day, the Jews and others. So we have to see this as we living on God's earth being tested. We all passing through. We all going to die. And the only way we don't die, we weren't even born. But if we born and we live on this earth, we going to leave him. One way or the other, we leave by somebody killing us, or we killing ourselves, or we go home and, like somebody say, he passed away. That's the best way to pass. You go home, don't wake up. But you go home and you get shot and somebody kill you. You didn't die. You were murdered. But they'll tell you that you died. Like they tell by Christ Jesus, here's a man was hung on the cross, not on his own free will. He died for your sin. But any other person who hung on the cross and the people that hung him on the cross killed him. But all of a sudden, Jesus died for all our sins. And the people who say that or who believe that, when they don't even practice that, they only practice that with the light-skinned people. Because the African-American, when they kill each other, the people come to court, the family come to court, and say, send that person away forever. Matter of fact, let us kill him. But when African-American kill a Caucasian, all the sentiments go out because they look like that image. All the forgiveness go out. Oh, forgiveness. He didn't know what he was doing. Don't. That lady went into that young man's house and killed him and said she thought he was in her house. Huh? Police officer. And thought she going to get away with it. And the little time they gave her was a slap on the wrist. I can imagine if I'd done something like that, went in a Caucasian house and shot a Caucasian woman in her house, and I thought she had broke into my house, a Caucasian man had broke into my house, and I killed that man, I would be under the jail on the way to legal injection. But I'll be leaving him. So this is why that image, God said, don't make no image. That treat all people fair and just. That don't make no image of God. Until we do that, until we get rid of the image, and I believe the Muslims have been chosen to get rid of the image. We've been chosen to get rid of this ugly, this image that caused all the hell and reap all the problems on earth. We've been chosen to get rid of it because we've been under the image more so than anybody else. So we've been chosen to get rid of it. It's going to benefit the whole world we get rid of it. It's going to keep one part of the world and the light-skinned people on top as long as that image is in the world. But get rid of it. We can all live together on this earth and enjoy this great world that God has planted us in together. So we're here tonight, and we hope that what we said is be some benefit. If you got any question, you can match one and come into your, or you want to make a statement that match one and come into the queue, and we will cut your mic on, and we would love to hear what you have to say. All you got to do is match one and come into the queue, and it's on your phone. That's match one. You're halfway there already. You're always in the queue. That's match one. We will cut your mic on. So we thank Allah for this precious lifeline where we can be another tool to get rid of the racism that has been growing up on this earth and look like it won't go away. Every time you look around, a group done popped up, and they won't to take this away from us. Don't think we need this. This world was given to them according to scripture. God said we got a curse on us. Our dark skin had brought a curse on them, and they are the one who bring that curse down on us. So we want to tell them, no, that's a lie that they have been tricked. This lie was given to them by Satan himself, and divide and conquer us. We're supposed to be one people because we all come from Adam. We are the children of Adam. Ain't no children of God. You think a man that lynched people and raped them and do whatever they want to, they a child of God? No, they have been made out a devil. They have been made unnatural. And they don't change and admit they were wrong and change their ways, then the creator of this creation already spelled it out in his book There's no reward for doing wrong in this earth. Only reward is for doing right. If you do right, right will come to you. If you do wrong, wrong will reward you. As the Holy Quran said, you reap. You're going to know what the Bible says, you reap what you sow. The Quran says you're going to get what you strive for, and whatever you are striving for will soon come inside. So anybody who wants to say the same, just match one and come into your queue. If you match one, you can't come into the queue. Call 404-421-5630. And I will cut your mic on. Damn. Yeah. So we're going to keep rolling. Let me see. Daya.
What?
The thing don't look like it went out. Come, you come look at it. You come look at it. So we don't know if you're on or not. The board had jumped off and can't see nothing. But, Daya.
You have to do all that, okay, stuff. Well, just push the knob down. Don't push none of those buttons up there. You will mess up.
Okay, now it's back. I'm doing a lot. So anybody want to say anything? Old Brother Sujah have stepped up to the plate. So I'm going to cut his mic on. May Allah continue to bless us all. And please listen to, I'm one of the co-host worker, Abdullah Akbar, Daya Akbar, and we have Sujah Muhammad from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and his wife, and sometimes we have a brother from Columbus called Muhammad, Brother Muhammad, and we also have Imam Ibrahim, who is the Imam. He's from Atlanta, Georgia. So we wish all you please listen, and we be patient with us. If you got a question, just raise your hand, match one. And we will see you and cut your mic on. Thank you so much. Turn it over to Brother Sujah Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum. Brother Sujah.
Wa alaikum assalam. I was unmuted.
Yeah, I figured that. Okay, that happened to me too. You got it, my dear brother.
Yes, sir. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, I bear witness and testify that there is only one creator, one God. And I bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the prophet. He's the messenger of Allah, who's God's servant. I bear witness that Christ Jesus, Abraham, Moses, Noah, Lot, all those great men were God's servant only. They was prophets, but they wasn't God. They wasn't Superman. They wasn't angels. They was human beings just like you and I. You see? So when we read the scripture and you read about these great men, these men was human beings. God said if the earth was populated with angels, he would send us an angel. God didn't send us an angel, you know, to follow. That's a contradiction. You know, he's not going to send us an angel to follow. We can't follow angels. So he said he sent us a human being, someone that had the city prayer, someone that is dependent on this creation, the water, the land, the food. We are dependent, and we got a beginning. the human being has a beginning. Anything in creation has a beginning. The creator of the heaven and earth has no beginning. He has no ending. You know, he's ever present. This is what the scripture says, that God is ever present and never absent. So what that's saying? That's saying he don't go nowhere. Oh, he ain't coming. That's what they say. He's ever present. They have people kind of prove to you that Jesus is God. And then they tell us about when he was in the beginning. Well, that's contradiction. You can't prove to me that Jesus is God. And then you say that Jesus had a beginning. You see? So God left it clear. The argument is clear. You know? So we are here to bear witness in this creator, this one God. One creator. You only have one creator and one creation. That's it. You can lie. You can create something. You can put forth myth. But myth is not real. You know, these are just ideals. This is something that man formulated and put together. But it's not real. You see? So we are here to try to make things clear tonight. You know? We're here to try to make things clear tonight. And I was listening, I think it was today, this morning. Boy, this time is getting, it turns around on me. Sometimes it'd be 6 o'clock. In the evening, I'm thinking it's 6 o'clock in the morning. You know, but I think it was in the morning, it was this morning, a person was trying to explain interest is when a person charges something on something that is that they give you. They charge an interest on it. You know, and there's the word reba, which is completely different from interest. Interest and reba is not the same.
What's the difference?
Interest is okay. Reba is bad. Why is it bad? Because God says it's bad. What is interest? What is interest? Interest. Let me tell you something that the ma'am told us. He told us this. He said, it won't be fair if let's use Akbar for example. Akbar lend me $500, and I tell Akbar, you know, I'm gonna pay you $500 back. You know, on a certain time. That's not fair. Abraham said, he said, that's not fair. He said, that's his money. He should be able to charge you something for lending you that money. And you call that interest. He should be able to charge you interest. For example, he lent me $500. I had to pay him $650 back. Let's say $650 back. So That means that I gave him $150 extra. I'm paying him for letting him use letting me use $500 because I need it. Okay? That's interest. But Reba is interest multiplied. Double, the Quran says double and multiply. In other words, Akbar loaned me $500, and he gave me a month to pay it back. And I don't pay it back within that month. Then he charged me $300. So he doubled it up. He charged me $300 extra instead of $150. Because I didn't pay it back on time. Okay? And let's say that I missed the date again. So he tripled it. Is he $400, $450 now? I got to pay him $500 plus $450. And then you got what you call multiply. That's what they do to us when we buy homes. They charge us ridiculous interest. I mean, Reba. They commit Reba. They double and multiply the interest. And you'll spend 30 years trying to pay back the interest, and you never pay on the principal. You see? So it's nothing wrong with interest. If I buy something and somebody charges me interest, I can say, well, no, that's too much. Could you cut that in half? I think that's too much. I want it, but you charge me too much, you know, to get it. And the person might say, okay, then, well, I'll charge you a little less. You may say, ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with charging interest. But it becomes Reba when you start doubling it up, multiplying it, tripling it up, and multiplying it. That's when it be Reba. That's when the Quran says that Allah is against Reba. He didn't say he was against interest. No place in the Quran where it say that Allah is against interest. But Reba is an ugly thing. A person setting you up is robbing you, really. They got these loan companies set up, shop. They got these loan companies set up where they charge you money and the interest is high. And if you don't pay it, they double it up and triple it up and start multiplying. You see? Tell me this credit card. They double it and multiply on you. If you don't pay it on time. You see? So there's not nothing wrong with interest, brothers and sisters. There's nothing wrong with interest. You know, and some people let you know, some companies let you know that I got a low interest rate. Very low interest rate. In order for you to purchase their product, is get their product or whatever they offer. They know about interest. And they know about Reba. They know about Reba. And they know that Reba is forbidden by God. Easy. Many of them know that it's forbidden by God. So, brothers and sisters, Allah is blessing us to make things clear. Make things plain. Allah told Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon Prophet Muhammad. It's not your job to attend to the affairs of the peoples. But your job is to make things clear and teach them publicly. That's what Allah told by Muhammad in the Quran. So that's our job. We got the same job. We're taking on the same job of the prophet. We can't prophesy. You see, Prophet Muhammad was the last prophet. But we got the same job that they have. But we had to make it clear. There are people that intentionally is trying to cause confusion. Is giving the people a wrong idea, a misunderstanding. There's people that's intentionally doing that because they have a motive. There's a motive in there, you know. And some people that's doing it, if they do it, that does that is not intentionally kind of cause confusion or doing wrong. Everybody, some people they don't understand it. You know, and they just tell you what they read and what it was passed on to them. But their intention is not to be deceptive. Cause confusion. But there are people that intentionally does that in order to cause confusion. So that's what we're dealing with. And we're not bringing it up because this idea that they give to us that Jesus is the Son of God and Jesus is God is the people that put that together, they doing that intentionally. And they know right from wrong. They know right from wrong. So we got a job, brothers and sisters. We got to stay steadfast and keep on clearing things up. Keep on clearing it up. Because that's our job. So we came to you in peace, and we're going to leave in peace of Assalamu alaikum.
Well, they got your name. Beautiful. Alhamdulillah. Anybody got a question? Mm-hmm. You see another hand up, and we're going to go to that hand that been put up. You might want to ask you some question or make a comment.
Alhamdulillah.
Telephone number 914, and the last four digits is 3275. Assalamu alaikum.
Yeah, walaikum assalam. Yeah, I was just listening, and I hit the button by mistake. I'm just listening.
Okay.
Alhamdulillah,
ain't no mistake. Right. So you want to say something, brother Muhammad?
No, I don't want to say anything.
Okay then. But you want to come back?
Okay. All right. Well, okay.
I want to ask a question. To soothe y'all.
Yes, sir.
You said there's some people that holding a man up as God and they call him Jesus. Why do you think they doing that?
I think they are doing it. First of all, it's the influence of Satan. That's the first thing. It's the influence of Satan. And it's establishing one race as the master. Is he and they want to fit in, they want to show their support to it, where they can benefit from it. They benefiting from that, you know. And men don't realize that it ain't gonna come to it to what has been done. But they plan on the idea that I might be dead by the time the end comes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But what they don't understand is that they're gonna be judged by Allah.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be judged by Allah. Because at some point, they're showing that they don't believe in God.
Okay.
You know.
Alhamdulillah. I know one time Imam said that that Adam still, although he went through what he went through, he still had his woman. He had his woman. I remember you saying that this image is a standard for beauty. It's standard for handsome, all the other things. So will you collaborate on that, please, sir?
Right, and people just, if the human being is like that, you know, everybody else is going for it. This is what everybody else is doing. They're like, I mean, Mama May, you said, I did it because I thought it was a style. So when they say that Caucasian people is the family of God, and they got straight hair, you know, and blonde looking skin, pink skin, they think that that's the representative of superiority, or the representative of the best. So African American people, and they said that a whole lot of the people in Africa, they're using not know your bleaching cream, you know, try to make themselves look white.
Oh yeah.
You know, because it's the Caucasian person is godlike, so they are standard. When you establish yourself as superior and godlike, everybody want to be like you.
All right, bro.
So they benefit from it. Caucasian people benefit from it, whether they stand up and go against it or not, but they benefit from it.
Yes, sir. See, somebody else in the queue may want to ask a question, so let me bring them in and see what they have to say, because we want to get everybody Almighty God have blessed everybody with something. So anybody else want to ask Sujar a question? We have a 4478-722683. You want to ask a question? There's match one on your phone, and you will be brought into the queue, and we'll cut your phone off.
As-salamu alaykum.
Well, I got salam. Oh, we got one of the sisters. Yes, ma'am, go ahead, Sister Karan.
Yes, Karan Muhammad from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I'd like to make a suggestion that we really need to, I keep reading about interest and usury and Reba, and then I was reading what it says that Reba, interest is just English, and Reba, and the word interest in Arabic is Reba. So I think that we really need to, and I keep reading, you know, about interest, and they saying that you don't get interest on your, you know, you try not to get interest. That's why we do it with certain banks, because the interest is so low here in the United States. And it said we don't deal with interest dealing with the bank accounts, and we don't deal interest with dealing with any kind of borrowing of money. And so I think we really, really need to read up on that and in the Holy Quran. And then when he said it's not in the Holy Quran, but there are statements that says something about interest in the Holy Quran. I didn't get a chance to look at it. I'm going to check it out. But I was told that I was taught too. And it is in the Holy Quran that we're not supposed to. And then I see that it's written So I'm going to double check. They said we don't touch interest at all. And they said in Arabic and English, I'm just saying what it says, because if you know Arabic, they say in Arabic, it's riba. That's the says what it says in riba. And in English, it's interest and usury.
Yeah.
So, but I know that one is, they have some that is double, but it was basically taught that if you can, don't touch interest at all. Alhamdulillah. You don't come together to try to mess with interest. But anyway, that's why I said, so I think we need to read up on that and find that out. I'm going to take that out good, because that's very important for us to know. Alhamdulillah. Brother Shuja.
Alhamdulillah. I just want to say something. Reba.
In English,
the word "riba" in English means forbidden. That's what it means.
Well,
forbidden.
Okay. Forbidden.
But not interest don't mean forbidden. So it don't mean forbidden.
Okay.
So yes, I mean like Quran said that she. This is the way she was taught.
I was reading it. I just said I was reading about it. That's all. So I just want to read further.
You know. So when we put something out, the whole purpose is for you to go and study.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things we ask is that you try to prove us wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can't prove it's wrong, then you should be on another level.
Well, we gotta prove. We gotta prove. We got to know the truth.
I'm gonna turn back over to you for that.
I look at it where you just explaining. If I loan you my car, and I make money
right.
with my car. And
right.
I told you I was gonna bring you need your car, but that car is a $15,000 loan, and I don't
yeah.
and I'm going to make some money off that car, or do something to make some money, and I come back with a whole lot of money. It's only fitting that I give you something for the use of your car.
Absolutely.
Natural that I share something with you with a car. So if I borrow $10,000, now I have to pay for $50 back, $100. You can't. That ain't nothing but a bargain, you know. But if I borrow $10,000 and have to pay back almost fifteen thousand back, to me that's reba.
Right.
That's wrong. That's unjust. That's unfair. So it's how you look at it, because, like you said, you got credit card, and you pay your credit card late. Them people charge you reba. You know, $29, $39 for being late. Punish you for being late. You might have been paying, made 100 payments and not missed one payment and on time, but you make one late payment. One come to Reba, $39.
That's not fair. That's right.
It's like you rent an apartment. You don't own it. You rent it. You rent an apartment. You pay $500, $600 a month for that apartment. You're in there 2 days late, and they charge you almost half what that you paying for your rent. Like they punish you. Or like they're trying to put you out. That ain't right. But that's just the greed. That is the corrupt businessman that the scriptures
right.
talk about. He don't want to use reba to keep his pocket full. But I'm sure that it won't be no good reward for that. So you're right. You got to understand when you want to borrow something from somebody, it is only fitting that you give them a little more than what you borrow.
That's the same thing you
said. Yeah, you pay the man exactly what he loaned, and you kept his money for 2 weeks and 3 weeks. Money is something you to invest it, and you don't give him, a little extra on that.
That
makes him feel good. He don't mind loaning you again. But when you loan money and somebody loans you money, they can't see, you can't see what might come down the road that's going to prevent you from paying it back on time. But the Ariba man, he don't care. But the man that worked with you and ain't studying by Ariba, you can work with him. You can call him up and say, look, I'm going to be a little late because this right here came about. Dr. B, okay, I got to pay. Can I delay the payment? I mean, I'm going to give you the money, but it won't be the very day and hour that I said. So I'm going to pay you maybe two weeks, a week or so now. Then you give that man a little extra for holding up his money. So that ain't Reba. No, Reba, when that man hit you every month for being late, that's $39, $40. He don't care.
What I want to say is that what I'm going to do, I'm going to look up and see what Allah says.
But the people we deal with, they don't know nothing about Allah. They don't care. All they want is their money, and they're going to put Reba to you.
And I want to say something else. I don't want to rock the boat or stir the pot up because since everything kind of cooled down and settled down about black. I just want to say what I had interpreted as being. First, I want to say is that both of you was right. One of them was in the past and one was in the present. That's the way I look at it. But when I never forget, I had a brother told me, he said, Africans, they said they're not black.
Right.
And I said to myself, and I told him, do you know what I told him? I said, they not. I said, because when people refer to he's black, they talking about us, the ex-slave. That's what they're talking about. They're not talking about nobody else. They're talking about us. That's where I understand when they say black. And then I said, well, what the problem is that we have grown to knowledge now to know that that's not the name that we want for us.
Right.
And black is not, and I admit black is not, I never looked at black as being, when you say about the, Black Friday and all that, I never thought about that being something that was bad. All the black cats, because I had a whole bunch of black cats. I love the black cat. And my black chicken's the only one that laid them eggs. She makes sure she lay her egg every day.
And a black dog too.
I was saying that I understand about that during that time that name was given to us, and that's what they refer to us as being black. But we need to find out what name we could come together, people, and like you say, and find out what we gonna name ourselves. And then I know you were saying human race. That's right. And you know who called themselves human? They call them, what they call them, Huranians. They said that they used the name Huranians, and that means because they said they was human, and they used it.
Yeah.
And I forgot who those people were.
Mm-hmm.
But they was Huranians at that time. I remember that.
Yeah.
And so I said, wow. I said, so anyway, that's what I was just saying. I want to say that when they say black, they was really just talking about us as a race of people, because, and they the one that gave us that name. We didn't name ourselves that, because we didn't know, we just accepted it.
Right. No, they named us colored people and a whole lot of other bad things. We named ourselves
black.
Oh, we were competing with them, and we tried to rally around that, and build on that, and we fail because they start taking us in another direction. They divided us up, took all our business and everything else. So that we try to rally around that, and that's why Elijah's a so-called white man, so-called black man. We try to rally around that, but it worked for a while. But now, you know, Imam said we start wanting everything black shoe, black house, black this, black. Some of them went to the scream on that. But now we realize that God said in the Quran that we're a human being, that we're all children of Adam. We're children of Adam. And that's what I put on my last application that they want to know who I to go to the doctor. I put human being. And the lady said, what kind of human being? I said, the natural human being that God created, good human being that God created, and I'm the children of Adam, one of the children of Adam. So they said they live it alone. That I'm a human being. Not a Chinese human being. So, you know, what we disagreed was, a lot of us say ain't nothing wrong with disagreeing. We disagree for the best method to benefit the humanity that we are working with. So that's what the disagree with. We'll still work. We didn't stop working. We had a small delay, had a little disagreement, but that kept us going. And then slow it down. It didn't stop nothing. We got our fight with those who want to hold us back and hold us down and want to manipulate us and keep us, who have taught us how to be separated from each other. We were trained to be our open enemy toward each other. We were trained like that. And the trainer time is up. We're going to get rid of that trainer. And that's that false idea about God. So we getting rid of it. That's what we getting rid of. Our only purpose that we tell the people that God is not a man and Jesus Christ is not God. He is a servant of God, and he was not God's son. That's the main thing we want to tell them. Yeah.
And see, the Caucasians and the Jews, they want to say that God is white.
Yeah.
And Master Farad Muhammad came and he flipped it on him.
Yeah.
You know, and said that God was black. And what the Imam was saying, that it's a psychology.
It's a psychology.
Yeah, it was and the Caucasians, they did everything they can to make black ugly.
Yeah.
Black is bad. And so we won't win with black, the black people, they try to win with black a whole lot. As a matter of fact, it brought together a whole lot of sports figures, a whole lot of people. It brought them together in the sense. Where they was calling themselves black, but black ain't who we are.
Yeah,
black is not who we are. You know, and I'm in totally agreement with that.
Yeah, we gotta find out who.
But
we
it
are.
Was it was an instrument that was used.
Yeah,
that's the point the man was making. It was something that was used as a method and as a psychology. You know,
right.
I think the African American, I remember the man. If you seen that little picture that the Imam had, the African American showed these. He said that the Caucasian said that only thing that black people can produce is baby, and the Imam said that what the black people did. So-called black, what they did every time they invented something, said told the white man, check this out,
that's
check
right.
that out, check this out, If the only thing we can produce is baby. And then he said that there was a time that the young African American sister was talking to a Caucasian, and it was trying to say that you black and you ugly, and the young girl said, the black is the berry, the sweeter the juice.
It was a war
going on against using those two different psychologies.
But the
Caucasian was constantly trying to make it look bad, trying to make it look ugly. It's a alhamdulillah, but we as Muslims, like you say, we are human beings.
Human beings, yeah.
That's the common denominator.
I thought I was better than Caucasian people because they had souls all over their face. I can look at their souls. Where your soul at? Because I heard that what the nation said. All of them got a soul on them. So I thought that was better than them. And I've been tricked. And what was happening, that we were coming back into our own to be human beings. We had to go through that. I thought that was better than Caucasian people. I thought I was smarter than they were.
Yeah.
When I learned that I was a Muslim and they were the devil, I worked on the 15 and 20 foot walking that steel and wasn't scared because I'm thinking I'm the original man. So that's what psychology works. Now I'm better than them.
Better.
If they follow God, that's the men they will do the will of God. I'm better than those who not trying to submit their will. I know I'm better than they are right now. But God
said the best Muhammad.
Yeah.
Man, Muhammad, the Imam said what maximum for Muhammad presented to us. He knew it was false.
Yeah.
He knew it wasn't true. But what it would do, it'll lift us up, and we'll grow and come into the truth.
Yes, sir.
You know, he may have said he never would have become a Muslim if the Middle Eastern people had presented what they presented in Islam. He said he never would have became a Muslim. If it wasn't for somebody like Master Muhammad.
Yeah.
I mean, he got a great respect for Master Farah Muhammad.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah.
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 Yeah. And now these Arabs want us to become part of them, but the initiation for us to become one of them and as good as them, we got to announce the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and then take the Shahada Tain. They can go to hell in my eyes with that.
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah.
I have something to add on to what the brothers were saying. One thing that black and white trick that they use, that was something that in dealing advertising, like I said before, that's a great advertising. It says that how you could get the attention of the people, one or two of the people, is tell them something that they've been hearing all the time, then now tell them something different.
Okay.
Like all the time, they see the picture that the white man was this and that.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're changing it around and say the black man is God.
Yeah.
That right there will get the people attention.
That's what Master Robin.
That is really, it works all the time, even dealing with your products and things like that also. Also, I want to say, And I have noticed, I said, and it gets me when they're so quiet. I said, why is on TV all I hear, just watch TV, and all you hear is just about black? I'm just saying the word black and white because that's what they're using, black and white. I said, where's the foreigners then? And they showing who doing wrong. I said, I know they doing something wrong. I know they ain't no one without sin. I don't hear nothing about all these foreigners that comes over here, you know, what they're doing. And I know they doing something wrong. You know, they're coming over here.
They're not talking about them.
Yeah, they're not talking about them. They're just putting it in like they're at a war again with us because our children is rising. That's why we have to teach our children. Because they are so smart. They got it. And they know that they got it. Already,
yeah.
Look at here. There's three African-American children, 12 years old, 9 years old, got the highest intelligence on the planet Earth.
You have to teach you. I would feel it now since we're fighting with this here.
That's right. That's right.
That we all are human beings.
That's right.
That's
right.
That's what we got to teach our children.
And then we got to teach them the truth because they
that
can.
Is the truth.
I know. I'm going to teach them the truth about because they're going to ask. They want to know. Well, why we don't have this? Why we don't have? So we got to tell them what to avoid the tricks.
Right.
We
got
to let them know about Satan's tricks. We know.
Because you got
but
some
they
young,
don't know.
A young children is picking up the idea of black.
Yeah.
You know, but that was just the only was the truth.
That's why Caucasian children are asking their parents, why did we enslave them? Why? Look what we did to these people. These Caucasians are getting worried because anytime your child don't want to be called white, they got to go to work because they see the end of their run of us. The end is coming. See, they rule unjust, and they had an opportunity to start being kind and treating everybody nice and be fair with us, and they didn't do it. So now they've been punished by their children. The children said, don't call me a white person. These white people, enslaved people, good people, look what they did to Dr. King. Look what they did to Malcolm X. They were the Caucasian children.
Absolutely.
So what did them Caucasian women ask you when you was in Tennessee, Sujar? They said, Mr. Muhammad, if I'm going to hell? But they know their history. They know their history. They know what they did was wrong.
Yeah. So it's over with for that psychology. It's time for us to bring the truth. Truth got to come on the scene now.
And also, I want to say that we really have to be strong because of the mercy that Allah gives to us, that Satan would always show his face. A lot of our brothers that got assassinated, some of them, they knew because Allah showed them. But you know what happened sometimes? Because I was in a situation and some things sometimes, what they do, they get tired. They just give up and get tired. But so that's where we come in, and we supposed to help and support them. But those brothers knew that they didn't supposed to come out there. Martin Luther King should not have been out there on that balcony, and Malcolm knew that he didn't supposed to go out there with no security. Where's my security? Already that told him something right there. That told him something. He should have never stepped out. He should have never stepped out. So we have to be strong, and we see when Allah gives us those warnings, we supposed to yield to those warnings when he gives us those warnings. We supposed to be aware. If somebody threatens you, then you know right now that and you know that you having a problem with the police. You know you got to start arming yourself because the police come in your house or come knocking at your door, and they have a way of coming in that. You won't even know that they come. They some kind of way they do that catwalk, and all you know that they at your door. You have a German Shepherd, they have this whistle because we had a German Shepherd back in the days. You know when I was in L.A. that we had a German Shepherd, and they knew we had that German Shepherd, so they blew this whistle. Because I said, Rex? I said, well, why Rex didn't hear them barking? Because he used to tear them up when he heard them coming, you know. And this time he didn't. And that's what they did. They blew that whistle. And the first thing they did, they got the dog. They put everybody was in jail.
One of the main things, I think, is that you got to make sure that the message that the people understand, you know, clearly, what we're doing and what we're bringing them. You know, like the point you were making about we all are human beings. We got to make sure that message get to them. You know, that's what all the prophets did to make sure that you hear the message that I was trying to bring you. You know,
right?
Because it's the truth.
Mm-hmm. But I think Aaron made a very valid point. if somebody come to your door and don't knock and tear your door down, what you going to do, Sujah? I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to take my
wife.
That's right. They're going to get some juice. That's right.
Yeah.
And they know that's wrong. They know that's illegal.
Yeah.
You don't talk of innocent man's life. If African-American preachers and other people don't stand up and talk about this and talk this out and get this thing more, then they give them the reason to come in and slaughter us. And the law is you the law. Talking about the law is on their side because that person pulled a gun. They killed a 93-year-old African-American woman who stayed by herself and had a gun. They kicked her door in by accident. No knock one. Never did said nothing. They kicked the door. She thought one of them drug dealers around there. And she went to fire at them, and they shot her down like a dog. What the men say? If you ain't afraid, you ain't afraid to live, you ain't afraid to die. You really afraid to be a human being. And let these people continue to do that.
Yes, sir.
Allah say he don't approve of oppression. He says slaughter better than oppressed. Bitch, don't let somebody oppress you.
Yeah. We got to have access also Muslim, our Muslim brothers and sisters, we're going to have access to the media.
Yeah, that's what we're working on.
We're going to have to get that in every state. We're going to have to be able to have access to the media. It may be just one state, and whoever is presenting it, we want them to give our point of view.
Right.
Muslim.
Hell,
in America.
Yeah. Alhamdulillah. And I want to say there's another thing that we need to teach our children. I was thinking about today. We need to teach them security. We should always teach, we should teach our children security, because you never know when we have a gathering and then something happened to that person or they won't be able to take a post, then another soldier should be right there to step up and take that post. Security is very important. We should never be without security. We never have a gathering and there's no security.
I agree.
Alhamdulillah. I was a lieutenant in Nation Islam. And that's one thing that we taught, was security.
Our children need to know it's a big
and following instructions. That's what the drilling was all about. It's whether or not person can take all, Brother Sharif, he was a lieutenant, and our people that we had under us, they were sharp. They were ready to react. Ready to act. Pardon me. They're ready to act. So we don't have that now. We don't have it now because we did them the truth. It's a different thing. It's a new thing for freedom, and so we got to know how to make decisions. That means we got to bring it out, bring that understanding out clear, because they had to make decisions.
That's right.
Each individual had to be able to come forward with a decision. Give me that Muslim John right there. Hey. Listen, I just want to. What was the Muslim John?
It's not right here.
Mm-hmm. I had something in the Muslim John what Sister is right next to Claire Muhammad, and what some of the Imam said. Hey, anybody got a Muslim John?
I got the new one today.
Yeah. It's right there by what Claire Muhammad pictures it. It's what the Imam said about a free thinker, being a free thinker.
Yes, sir.
You see it?
Johnny. What page is that on, Sister Johnny?
It right there where you see Sister Clara Muhammad there. Yeah.
Oh, my wife says she got the paper. Page 15. Okay.
Okay, then right next to that, the imam is making a statement about free thinker, that he always was a free thinker. You see that?
Yeah, purpose of nation. Okay, yeah, I see it.
Could you read that?
Let me see. What is it? Baladian? I hope this is the right one. You talking about education in Islamic school system?
No, it's right next to that with what's this Clyde Muhammad that is talking about free. They're talking about thinking free. A free thinking.
The paper I just got, brand new paper, it said the purpose of the Nation of Islam was to give us enough faith in our own original creation to make us have faith in our ability to think for ourselves, to think in the and can be a factor for the change, because I refuse to give up the practice of thinking for myself.
There you go.
That's
what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir.
That's what the man said.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. That's what he said.
He said he refused to give up that practice. And that's what I try to do. I always try to be a free man in the city. In other words, I'm thinking for myself. I don't care who says it. I'm thinking for myself. I ain't going to give up that practice.
Yes, sir.
Make no difference who is against. Mm-hmm. You know, I may be against some people that everybody thinks is popular. But I'm quietly making my own decision.
Right.
I'm making my own decision.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to go against nobody, but I'm thinking for myself.
Yes, sir.
Like his father was telling that Master Muhammad is God. He didn't want to accept that. He didn't, and he didn't accept that.
And one of the things that's been to happen with the Dawah team, we finna get a paper selling on every Saturday we go out downtown in Atlanta and sell papers. Let the people know that, and keep a lot of guys who don't know what to do, give them something to do, and maybe they'll come good at it. To sell papers. This is how we want to educate the people. And the only people who want to buy the paper is those who in the know. They want to know what's going on. And, you know, we present it and present this paper to them, let them read and study the paper, and wait on the comments, come back, what they think about the paper.
And they buy it out of curiosity.
Yeah, they might buy it out of curiosity. And we'll sell it to anybody who wants to buy it, no matter what their ethnic group is or where they from, we'll sell it to anybody. See?
You can't go wrong with that.
Yeah, I remember when we went down to the place where they hung the guy and his family on the bridge. We went down there, it was Caucasian women down there, and I gave them the paper. She said, "You gonna give me this paper?" She said, "I've been trying to buy this paper, and nobody would give me one." It must be talking about the nation. Yes, I wanted to buy, and she was some kind of active for the community, Caucasian women. Yeah. And they were so happy when I gave them the paper, you know. So we have to change that image that we once had. We had an image that we thought we were better, and the news people tried to say that we were the Black Ku Klux Klan. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They tried to put on up. Mm-hmm. So they used all the scheme they can come up with to hurt our try to stop our progress. But Allah said they'll try to put out the light of Allah, and Allah will perfect that light.
Yeah. He will perfect.
Yeah.
Make it bright.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, make it bright. So the evil time is up.
That's right.
Time is up. So Sujana, you you know this is a business hour. You and Karan want to say something about business?
Well, you know, we always want to talk about business, you know, and we are praise be to Allah. Allah is blessing us to get some things together here in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, where my wife got about 6 or 7 acres. I mean, not acres, but 13 lots. And like tomorrow we got a house. We thinking about renovating that, and we'll make it into a kitchen. And it's on one of the lots, and it's next to some other lots. And one thing that Karan does, she stays busy, keeping them clean, cutting the weeds down, trimming them, and things like that, you know. And we go and clean that place out and go renovate it. We already done knock down the parts that was rotting in the back of the house, you know, and also we want to set up a walk-in cooler. We want to have a place in there where we want to put ovens in there, at least two ovens, the confection oven and the regular oven, and we want to put coolers all the way around. And benches, put benches there, put the place where you, the sink where you clean up at, and the places where you can work on, and we're gonna do this. The kitchen is not to the public, in a sense. The public can't come in there and buy some. We use the kitchen to cook, you know, like big a whole lot of meats and different things like that for events, you know. So inshallah, we think about doing that. Also, we got another lot who had a motel was on it, and all that is cleaned up. And we want to set up a vegetable stand on this, it's on a corner too. It's on the main street and it's on the corner. It's always cleaned up. We want to build a vegetable stand on there where we can sell all kind of vegetables. And we want to go to Cardale, Georgia, to buy the watermelons. We want to stack up some watermelons there, and we want to have vegetables that don't have all that poison on them, you know. I'm talking to one. I talked to one of one cousin, and he gave me a number where I called this guy. He's a farmer, and he grows vegetables. He sent me a picture of it. All the vegetables that you grow, all the collard greens, mustard greens, and things like that. So we want to sell a vegetable stand also, you know. So I just got the. I'm 79 years old. A whole lot of things I can't do, but I am gonna be kind of getting young people to get involved into this here, you know, especially in the kitchen, to learn them how to barbecue, learn them how to put out product that and learn them how to stick to a recipe. You don't try to come on, I'm gonna do it different and make it better. Stick to what for years that you don't use to perfect the thing. So you stick to that principle, because you know that principle is a principle that was developed to perfection. You know, if you try to change it, then you gonna have to keep working that chain until you bring that to perfection. You know, so stick to something that been brought to perfection. Use that, because when the people like your product, they coming back for the same taste. They're not coming back with no different taste. They come back there, they say, oh, this don't taste like it used to. This tastes different. You know, that's because the person's in change. So we got to teach young people those type of principles, you know, where they can take things and become successful with things, but know how to use the science that people done made, that the people done perfect. Know how to use it, you know. I think that we should also talk to him about becoming billionaires, because that's one of the things that Master Rob Muhammad did. He didn't come to him small. As a matter of fact, the schools that we went to back in the Nation of Islam, we didn't call them schools, we called them universities. We called them universities because he was thinking big. And then he was telling us about how fast light travels. Taught us how much the earth weighs, 16 tons, followed by 21 sites. I never will forget that, you know. So that type of knowledge, I think that we're going to have to get, you know, and come to our children and tell them that y'all can become billionaires. And what they're doing right now, they're putting on the most big, all the black billionaires, they're putting them on television now, you know. So we had to be able to come at our young people with a whole lot of knowledge, and make it clear to them that they can do it, but they are the one that's gonna be in the driver's seat. They're gonna be in the driver's seat. And when they become and get successful, don't lose your mind. Because you can show them that out in the society, people start becoming successful, they go crazy.
I'm doing a lot. I love white box.
Like,
brother, I mean you, though.
Okay then. So, alhamdulillah, I'm gonna yield. Praise be to Allah. Thank
God,
came in peace, leave in peace.
Assalamualaikum. Brother got slammed, brother.
Assalamualaikum.
Okay, it's kind of, the reception is kind of bad. Oh, I think it may be okay. I wanted to co-sign what Shuja was saying.
Yes,
about,
sir.
You know, he said he's 79, so it's some things that he can't do, but, you know, I'm almost 77,
mm-hmm.
And I've been a real estate broker for like 96 or so. And I'm really not using my license, you know what I mean? And I'm out doing other things that I like moving around. I like the physical thing, you know. I don't like to sit up. I like to move around. And I feel better, so I'm out selling those masks. I'm standing on my feet for hours, and kind of like walking up and down the sidewalk and all that good stuff. So, but we should figure out a way. I want to figure out a way how to teach the young people real estate. Not that I'm doing it,
mm-hmm.
but I got a license. I can show them how to do it. I can show them how to get out here in California. I can show people in any state how to get licensed because, you know, I got a website. It's a website that I know help the young people get licensed in any state. But, you know, let them get, you know, when they get 18 or so, let them get their license, and you know, they're going to learn some, you know, terminology. They're going to learn some vocabulary, real estate, and that ain't going to hurt them. That's going to help them. That's going to help them.
Right.
But,
right.
You know, the knowledge we have, just like Sujan, you know, got the restaurant knowledge. He was, you know, that's the type of thing we need in our community. You know what I mean? Some way, figure out some way how you get that knowledge over to young people. You know what I mean? How to run a restaurant. You know what I mean? I mean, not that you just want to do it yourself, but, you know, you just want to pass that information on, you know. You know, because,
right.
Yeah. So I kind of, you know, I was kind of co-signing, listening to Shuja talk about a certain thing he just can't do. He can't do, but yet still he can talk about some things. He should get into the position where, you know, okay, like in my case, you know, I should want to get into the position to where I could help anybody in our community, you know, who want to get licensed. They want to get licensed, and they ain't got to be licensed with me. They could be licensed with any real estate broker, you know, and wherever they could be in Mississippi or Louisiana or wherever.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's my whole point, though, about figuring ways how we could get this knowledge over to young people. You know what I mean? Because all the years we didn't live, then we just saw a lot and did a lot, and if we could pass it on. It's kind of like this school, that Sister Claire Muhammad STEM school. You know, I think that's a real good thing. Allah bless you with that. And it's making people understand what STEM is, what STEM is. People are wondering, well, what the heck is STEM? And then they'll know, you know. And this is the type of knowledge that we need to pass along to our children, like, STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. Like mathematics, you know what I mean? Like Shuja was saying, teach our kids, put it in their mind, and they could be billionaires, you know, with them numbers, mathematics, billionaires. You know, they don't have to, you know, they don't have to settle for just a regular existence. They can have a great existence, you know what I mean? We could be billionaires, so we could, you know, use the mathematics of STEM to do some things. So we just got to think about it more, but I kind of, you know, I had to co-sign what Shuja was saying right there. Alhamdulillah, I turn it back over to you, Akbar. I turn it back over to you. Assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah.
Akbar, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Thank you. Yeah, well, I got some name. I had on mute. Okay, alhamdulillah. Thank you.
Okay.
I had on mute, and thank you. Yeah, the brothers that own We Buy Black, now they are coming into millions of dollars, and they are selling up some because people are buying because that word is black of you. So they don't want to spend their money with people that's been unrighteous to them. So they buying from, but they too said they gonna change their name in a couple of while. So well, don't worry, but they had to use that because that's the only way we got to identify with each other right now. It's by saying we buy. That's the only reason. But that's the one of the way we can identify with each other, by calling ourselves black. So it ain't that it is a bad thing. It's a good thing, but it's how we use it, how we promote it, and how we, you know, but you use it to dominate with the unbalanced, you're going to have a problem. So we got another person in the queue, and all they got to do is match one and come into the queue, and we will cut your mic on. 706. Okay, they did. He said, okay, then we're going to bring another one of our brothers up and share what they have, what they want to talk about. And that's mostly business. Brother, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. It's Brother Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia.
I'm there,
Lord. Peace and blessing. Yes, sir. Hey, love, peace and blessings on everybody. You. Yes, sir.
You got it, Muhammad.
I'm Yeah, and may Allah's peace and blessings be on everybody in the cube and out of the cube. And one of the things that I have found out, you know, over my years, you know, it's when we got away from, not we, when Shaitan and Allah and also our own selves, when we got away from these in action with the knowledge Allah was blessing us with, you know, and we let Shaitan guide us into going more into the knowledge, you know, without giving a practical application, not leaving no residue behind, you know. See, when you have knowledge and you put knowledge to work, you're going to see material. You're going to see this, you're going to see that. We all learned a lot of things, but we still didn't understand that, like where we are right now, we in the mind, but we done lost the body. Now we kind of reconnect with our youth. You know, the body and the mind, because they are well-educated. They got decent startup capital. And most of all, they have reconnected back to Allah if we let them. If we get Shaitan out the way. Because there's many of billionaires on this planet. But how many of them, stand a chance? Law's best door. But how many of them is going to make it to the Jannah? You know, we know that the dunya is full of riches. But Allah said, I want you to have your share. Spend your time on developing your share with deeds and actions with the knowledge that I'm going to give you. Now, like we said before, like in real estate, every month, almost in every state in the United States, they have auction where they be giving those houses away and we're all aware of it. They be giving them houses away $500, $400, $2,000 at the most. You can get a nice house, you know, and fix it up and five times its worth. If we can get our children and help our children with whatever finance we got and along with the knowledge, and along the faith and knowledge that we have, that they have also, and show them how they can and put their trust back in Allah, like Imam Muhammad said. Imam Muhammad said, there's nothing wrong with thinking big, but be ready to start small. And like I said, now all those houses, they every month they trying to give them away, $500 for a house, $200 a house. You know, now we have a little money. If we put our trust in Allah and don't be worried about losing what we already got, because we invested in our children. If you can get two or three of your family members to say, look, you know, we're going to buy this house. It might cost about $12,000 or $13,000 to fix it up, but the house is going to be worth $90,000 or $110,000. You know, this is your grandpa. I ain't got too much money, but I got $2,500. If you come up, you know, you make it pretty, but if you come up with $5,000, you know, and then we get these little unreable homes. We can buy some of these houses and fix them up, and within 90 days, all we need to do is flip one. If we want to concentrate on one house at a time, we buy for $1,500, we put about $8,000 or $9,000 in, and put it on the market for $85,000. You know, then we get enough. We can borrow out, so we can do it that way. Going back to basics. That money on the street ain't gone nowhere. People still like barbecue and fish fries and sandwich shoppers and everything. Again, like we were saying a week ago, it don't take about $8,000 or $9,000 to open up a small restaurant. If you trust Allah, you can open up a small little rental place. The rent might be $800-$900 a month. You know, you got $3,000 or $4,000 that you and your son or your daughter or a couple of your nephews can come put it together, and y'all get your first stock in there, your stove and all your nice stuff, and start cooking. You know, and don't be trying to spend nothing. Say we're gonna wait 60 days before we draw our first paycheck, or 90 days before we draw our first paycheck. But you know that store is gonna triple his money at least. You know, if you take you about $7,000-$8,000 to get started with all your food. You know, pay your rent up for 90 days. You know, you got all your food and all your stoves and everything ready to rock and roll, and you got your license and all that, and you're ready to cook up. You gonna cook up some food, you know, and you might make it in 90 days with that $6,000 or $7,000 or $8,000 investment. You might make 45 in 90 days. Easy to make 45 grand 90 days in the food industry. Same way about grass cutting. It don't take nothing. Just like me, I got a Home Depot car. I go down and get a lawnmower and weed eater and everything like that. But by the fact, we're not young. But my grandson do it. You know, he doing that. I tell him, I got both of them right now. When he just turned 16 this summer, I told him, if y'all want to, I'm gonna get you a riding mower. I'm gonna get you two regular board, you know, and I'm gonna get you and I'm going to help do the contracting with you. I'm gonna go out and help get the contract for you, and y'all cut that grass. These people charge, and I don't know where y'all have. These people charge $65-$70 a yard for a daggone regular lawn. People paying it. But that'll hold you off long enough to get a contract with one of these Pepsi-Cola companies or the school, and plus the state. The state has money set aside for small business and disadvantaged business people, especially in that lawn care service. And they have to give you some of those parks and things to let you make some of that money to cut some of them. You know, you get them little cops. So I'm just saying, it's about not continue to just keep running after the lawn. We got some of them down now. We know Allah has blessed with some of them now. We don't even know what to do with it. But we're not, and it show you what I'm saying. We done ran off and ain't established the pillars of Islam yet. We don't want to do nothing material yet. We're in love with this knowledge. And we got more than what we need here. We got Muslims talking about going to the moon, and we ain't even got a damn country, community yet. So we have to slow down and be and take what Allah has given us and take it back to the basic understanding. That's food, shelter, and clothing, transportation. We can have a little car. Don't you know a brother can go to two or three brothers, they put about $1,000 a piece, and they can go to the auction, and they might, with that $3,000, they might come away with about four or five cars. Get them tuned up, checked out, but they sitting on top of almost $7,000 of automobiles. You know, so again, the money ain't gone nowhere. Ain't nothing changed, you know, but us. You know, the earth and everything that Allah has put in his creation is standing still waiting on the human being to cultivate it and develop it. So, again, we have to remember our problem is not nothing except we done got too old to do it. But Allah being so merciful because of our sincerity, he has blessed us with children who not only have education, they got the youth. They got a little money to invest in something that could be their own business. And they got us to sit there, and if they need us to do security, run the cash register, sweep the place up for 90 days or 6 months, you know, to help them get started and get more some of their own money. When they see that they can make in 6 months' time, they done messed around and made $45,000, $50,000. Along with keeping their regular job, and most of them now got jobs that paying $70,000-$80,000 a year. You know, enough for him to hire somebody and say, "I'm gonna get somebody to help you, Dad. I'm gonna get somebody to help you, Grandpa, to run that business." But you know, right now I want to hold on to my job and my profession because it's paying too good money for me to just. But you go ahead on run the business. I appreciate that. No, I got somebody who's gonna watch my money, ain't gonna steal from me. You know. Gonna help me keep the place clean and accepting and everything like that. And that way, Grandpa or Daddy, I'll be able to give you a good salary. You can be my manager, you know. So that's how we grow and go back to basic. We got to bring it out of the ground. We got to come back down to earth, you know, and we're not looking for no quick dollar and everything. We have to work for what we're going to get. And thank Allah, we got young children who don't mind working because they're going to make that money. Any little small business you start right now, if you stick to it, peace of Billy Law, and we don't have no spending habits. We don't have no bill except to pay our utilities up and pay our rent on the establishment that we got until we can afford to buy one. You know, so everything is, like they say, is gravy for the believer. Everything lost. If you go back to your basics of worshiping me, establishing them five pillars and do everything, peace of Billy Law, put your trust in me, establish halal, He said, remember, I'm getting ready to turn the world to my law. All y'all got to do is get in position to have a lot of businesses. Businesses that people can trust in that terminology of halal. Get the type of business where people come to you because they love you and they trust you. And they know you with God. You know, and they trying to figure out how to get to you. We have to understand that that's what our problem is. Too much knowledge and no deeds in action. We've been leaving that ever since we heard it. Throw that in the basic. Deeds in action. Now our children are going to mess around and go after the what they call the commercial money, where there's too much risk in the commercial money. We need to teach our children just like what we're trying to do now. We're trying to get them involved with concrete grassroots businesses, land, something that nobody can take from them, or they can lose their money in it because they own it. When you own it, it's a different thing. See, that stock market and all them other ways and making money, if they sounds good, but you can lose something and you find out you still don't have no solid ground to stand upon. You're all up in the air chasing that dollar bill. And this world ain't about dollars. This world is about worship. It's about worship. As long as we keep putting worship off to chase the dunya, or chase the material world or anything else outside of trying to please Allah, this is going to go forward because Allah is only going to answer our du'as. If all you praying for money, Allah, he might not give you no money because he know what it might do to you. There's a reason why we ain't rich with all this knowledge that we got. There's a reason why we just barely make it, but most of us are living good now. We ain't got no complaint. I know I'm thanking Allah. I ain't got nothing, but I'm living good for a guy who don't have nothing. And that's for real. My family eating. And put clothes on every day. I got a roof over my head. Got a couple of old raggedy cars, you know. And I'm still trying to and praying five times a day, you know. But what we got to do now is takes a community thing because individually we done what Allah has sent to Imam W. Muhammad. We done built up ourselves up individually. What we got to do now is pool our resources and do it for the group.
Do it
for everybody and boy. Our children are a wonderful place to start, like Suja keeps saying. You're definitely right. But we have to sit down and have a business meeting with them and show them that they can make this $89,000 in the first year if you run a snack bar.
A long way.
You know, you can make this lawn service business turn into that. You know, you can something that they can put the money in that it ain't going to cost, you know, $2,000. They said, well, if I can invest $3,000, $4,000, but I'm going to make at least $45,000 profit of it at the end of the year. That's a good opportunity. That's it, man. A lot of peace and blessings upon us, and we on the right track and everything like that. We just had to quit letting Satan and ourselves talk us, keep talking us up going to work. That's all.
All right, Bob. Thank you. Thank you, brother. Thank you so much. If anybody ever want to say anything, actually, Muhammad, a question, they can match one and come into the queue, and we will cut your mic on and let you begin to talk, ask questions. But right now I'm going to turn it back over to Brother Suja, and let him talk. And if y'all got anything to say, your mic is open. As-salamu alaykum. Brother Suja.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
Okay. Brother Suja. Suja. As-salamu alaykum. Unmute. Come on.
Yeah, I got unmuted.
Okay. You got it. You got the last word. I told him anybody want to ask you a question, that come on in. The max is over.
Yeah. Praise you a lot. Same thing. We all on the same line. You know, on the same idea. Inshallah, if we just all we had to do is just come together, you know, and do just one thing. Start off in one. you know, Brother Vladimir, I think his idea is a strong idea, you know. And like my wife, she been dealing with real estate, and she got these different properties and things like that. I know it worked, you know, and I know other people, the brothers that just passed, the brother what's his name? Akbar just passed.
AK had
plenty of property.
Yes, sir.
The brother that owned that farm at Fort Valley. What's his name?
Fareed.
I don't know whether or not none of y'all have been to his mansion, but he have a mansion. I'm talking about a gated mansion. If you ain't went to the gated one, you ain't been to the real one. You got more than one home.
Built that one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he bought up a whole lot of real estate, whole lot of land. That's how he had that get that farmland. He's buying up real estate. You know, he started off selling tapes and went into it and converted that money into some real, you know. So things that's right here for us. I think the best business you can go into is real estate, you ain't gonna miss with that, you know. I bought a house for $500. No, this brother did it for me. He bid it for me, and let me get it. I had a house there in Shreveport, $500. I paid the $500 and fixed it up a little bit, and I sold a house to another brother, you know, and I made a whole lot of money off of it, you know. So real estate is the thing, and like. Brother Akbar, that was on this morning, and the other sisters was on where they was telling how you can what you call that when you I can't think the name of it, you know, where you or you sell your house to, what is it?
Oh, refinancing
it, but you're selling it to another person, mm-hmm. and they send you a check for it. Like the sister was saying, she had a friend that was getting checked every month.
I know the name.
Yeah.
I can't cross my mind.
I can't. It won't come to me. My mind ain't
mortgage?
Reverse mortgage.
Oh, reverse
mortgage. Reverse mortgage is what Akbar was talking about today. This moment.
Mortgage.
And he broke down reverse mortgage. He said that you should get your attorney or something like that, you know, and make sure that everything is clear. You got to have everything paid for and all that other stuff, you know. But it's 8:00 now, and what we're going to do is do the prayer, and then somebody else is going to say something. Alhamdulillah.
Brother Muhammad, give the prayer.
Okay. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين Esdina Siratola Musta King. Siratola Dina and Antamalehim. Gai real Magdubi Alehim. Waladoli. And
I mean.
Amen.
Amen.
As-salamu alaykum. As-salamu alaykum. I want to explain. I wasn't sure if the brother explained a reverse mortgage, you know, how, you know, the details of the reverse mortgage. Because I know someone that had reverse mortgage, and I looked into it. Now, reverse mortgage, this is reverse mortgage. Just the way it go. It what it does is that you don't have to, what they do, they give, you get a loan. It's just like pulling out the equity in your house. And what it is, you don't have to pay it back. You could stay at your house, in that house, and you don't have to pay it back. But when you pass that house, if your children is unable to pay that loan that your parents had got on that house to make it reverse mortgage, then they give them a year. And if they don't pay it, if they can't pay it back, then what they do is they take the house. That's how the reverse mortgage go, like that. So that's what I want to explain about the reverse mortgage. And let me tell you what a lot of people do, though. Like if they have a house, you know, like this is my mom's house, and I really don't want to sell this house. But so what I'll do is I'll renovate this house to one of my children or to whoever I want to renovate it to. Then what they do, they go buy a brand new house, and they reverse mortgage on that. They don't care and when they pass, they don't care what happened to that house, because that house don't have no sentimental value to them like the first house they had, you know, like that. So that's what a lot of people do like that with that reverse mortgage. But if you don't want your house, if you like that house and that's your house from generation to generation, the majority of the time they don't use that house, because if they can't pay that $50,000 and $60,000 within a year time back, and they want it all back like a lump, not no payment, then they're gonna take that house. Alhamdulillah, that's how that works.
Well, I don't trust them people as far as I can throw an elephant, so I don't trust them.
Me too.
Yeah, I seen a lady in Virginia, done her house that way across the street from me. And they put her out. She's 82 years old, put her out of her own house. But what it is, see, what happened, they let something in their contract with them people when they do that. And they won't let them sell the house. See, but you can sell the house and pay them one off, but you just won't have no house. But a lot of us try to hold on to the house and be hoping that something will happen to help them pay that reverse loan off. But you should do it. When you sign that contract with the people, you should have in your mind, say, well, if I get old, if I can't work and I'm tired, or if I just want to move on, I'll just tell them, look, my house is worth $150,000. I borrowed $70,000 from y'all. I'm going to sell my house. But you do have to let them know you're going to sell it. You know, because you have to give them first bid on it. They can either buy you out or either let you try to sell your house. And now they might put that year stipulation on some people who don't know better. But now they done got rid of them kind of laws now, dealing with that reverse mortgage. But that's where they started out. They used to do people like that. But you can just sell the house. You might get 100. You might not get 150. You might sell it for 110. But if you just want to get rid of them people off your back, and you might be 80 years old or something like years old, and you just want to go here and get that $60,000-$70,000 in the bank, you know, and go on and get into a nice rest home or whatever, or live with one of your kids or whatever the case. That's what a lot of our people didn't pay attention to when they first started off with that reverse mortgage. But they sure put that lady out, and when she told me what was going on, it was too late for us in the community as well as Purdy myself to help her out. What she was trying to do was trying to hold on to her house, and then trying to hope some kind of way she could borrow some more money and pay them out. And I said, well, sister, you don't have to sell your house. You can't hold on to the house. You know, and at least you still gonna wind up with $50,000-$60,000 in your pocket. Well, I don't want to sell my house. I've been having it out, but I want to leave it to my kids. And you know how we do sometimes. You just can't tell nobody nothing, and they just be hoping, that things going to work out and fail to realize just everything real. They sure put her out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure put her out.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. One of the things the person has to realize is that the people is giving that person that don't want to sell a house, they was accepting the check every month. Because the reverse mortgage, the people is going to pay you for your house. So they are giving them that check every month. So if the person didn't want to sell their house, and they not paying no notes, they're not paying no more notes. Well, they already own it, got to own it in order to deal with the reverse mortgage. But they're not paying no note, and they are accepting checks every month from the person that is giving them that reverse mortgage. I mean it's you know they had to make up their mind. You know, do they want to accept this person's money? Do I want to keep my house, and just lease it out, But they accepted the reverse mortgage, and now they're in a position where if they pass, that's the way to go. If they pass, right?
Yeah,
if they pass, then the house is gonna go to those people that been giving them a check every month.
And let their children come up with every dollar they owe what they paid for the house.
That's right.
Well, and the kids forget to do the same thing. I was saying, the kids get so shocked at everything going on, they fail to realize all they got to do is go out there and put a for sale sign out in front of the house. That's all. And tell them reverse mortgage people, if I sell the house, I give y'all money and I'm gonna keep mine. But they don't think that way. They try to hold on to the house and they get all caught up in that sadness of death and everything like that. You know how we do, Chaitan is on the job. He had them so intimidated before they know what's going, because see, once you they pay like that, then the interest also in that reverse loan that they gave you come due. Mm-hmm. They start charging you interest because you no longer own the house anymore and they got money tied up in it. So they make the whoever's owning the house now, you have to start paying the interest on that $50,000 they got back from you, that you borrowed from them. Or $100,000, whatever you got on the house. And that's how they eat the money up before a family can react.
Yeah. It's going to Reba.
Yeah. It's right fake.
Usually.
Yep.
That's real Reba there.
That's real Reba.
So what they had now, you owe them $75,000, and then automatically when your parents die, then the next month, you got to pay them almost $400-$500 a month interest.
Yeah.
Nothing on the principal. You paying the interest.
See, that's so, usually.
But they done carried a lot on the court, and they done changed a lot of them laws down to where it still don't make no sense, because you got to know what you're doing or something like that when you get into something like you shouldn't be in no position of wanting some money like that, But they just started where they can't be doing like they was doing them older people when they first started. That was in the 80s.
They had a name for that, because in Atlanta they was on about that. It's a name where they start taking houses from senior citizens.
They tried to stop it. Well, they did change the law.
Predatory.
Predator. I remember the advertising that. Yeah, one of the words they were using was predator. Yeah, they were preying on the elderly people. And usually was the other law. Usually it was part of the language. Usually was part of that, because that's a federal crime, too. Yeah. Usually is a crime on the book.
Predatory amendment is where the person ain't able, and they lend them money. They give them money.
Yep. No, they ain't got
but
the money.
They know that the person ain't able to pay them back.
Yep.
It's called predatory lending.
Yep.
I'm giving you money. You don't even have money to pay for monthly. You know,
because all your money has been going to different other things, you know. But I'm gonna give you, I'm gonna lend you, I'm gonna buy the house from you, you know, pay it off, get the title and everything. You sign the title and everything over to me, you know. And what I do, I'm gonna set you up a new payment monthly, but the payment is gonna be at a such of a high rate that you're not going to be able to keep it up, you know. And also,
especially off your fixed income, and you're on fixed income anyway.
Oh, man, they got you. They got you.
Yep.
They got you. So that's what they was doing in Atlanta, predatory lending.
Yep,
predatory
I remember.
Predatory lending. Yeah. So, alhamdulillah. They got all kind of schemes and games out here. You know, that is for senior citizens and for people that has ownership in their property, so they can try to take it away from them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm the...
Yes, sir. That's what they're doing. That what you call a sheep in wolf clothing. He looked like he honest, nice to you.
Yeah.
He looked like you trust him and clean. He finna eat you up.
That's right.
You take everything you got. Well, I got some ham.
I want to say another thing that they have going out too, dealing with senior citizens, is that like a senior citizen, if they have property and then they get ill and, you know, like they be going into the hospital and the hospital bill comes be up, you know, and then when they die, when they leave this world, then what happened is that, I don't know if it's Medicare or Medicaid, one of them, they step in, and the only time that is free is when you don't have nothing. That's why a lot of parents, what they do, when they get a certain age and they get really ill, they put all their property in their children's name.
Yeah.
Because when you pass, Medicare or Medicaid, I'm not sure which one it is.
They take
if you can't pay that hospital bill,
yeah.
They take your property. That's what they do. That's how they do that.
That's another scheme.
Right.
And they only do that to African Americans.
Ain't that something?
Yeah. Yeah, we
Now that's when our knowledge is supposed to come into play. And then we all of a sudden lose all the knowledge we got, and when because they won't we won't fight them, and the reason why they do it, you know, that we won't fight them, you know, and that guilt complex that Shaitan gives, that psychological effect of knowing that you knew all, because Satan knows that you knew. He said all I done was called you, you know, and then when the thing crumbled, he play on our asking the law for help and asking for repentance and everything like that, knowing that we went into it, knowing that we're trying to be sick. We think we're going to outdo the devil. You can't beat the devil. That's why we were told in our, you know, when Imam Muhammad come on board and even the army, like Muhammad touched on that, you can't beat the devil by yourself. You know, it takes a believing community to fight the schemes of the Shaitan. You can't get out there like that. Then you can outsmart the devil, you know. This is his world, and he's got permission from Allah to use everything in the dunya to get you to make a commitment to him. When they say, buy your soul, get your soul, that old saying. Yep, ain't nothing changed. But as long as we deal with this reality that we're in and we don't accept what Allah offer us, we all know that, it'd be amazing when we really sat down and said, why in the world do we keep on wasting our time fooling with the devil and the people of the devil? You know, what make you think, just like Allah said, what make you think they're going to help you? You think they're going to help you establish their downfall? You know, you think they want you to come in there and say no more alcohol, no more drugs, no more homosexuality, no porn? You think they're going to give up their whole world? They're going to fight us to the bone. They're under the influence of Shaitan, and right now Allah already know which ones is making dua to them to ask for help to get out of that world like we did. You remember, we prayed our way out of this. Some of us didn't even know that we was praying. We was asking a lot of helpers. Please get me out of this mess. You know, because I ain't nothing in front of me but the graveyard or the penitentiary. You know, and Allah helped us. You know. Anytime you see a billionaire blow his brains out, here he done made all his millions. Well, just like that brother, the one that killed himself in jail. Sitting up here, he is working for $500 million. He's going to commit suicide. But see, that other thing he done fooling with them and taking advantage of them women, that he thought he was going to get away with.
Is he gone
there? Yeah, he gone now. He going straight to the hell off of that. You know. But like I said, we got it going on. People like ourselves. I mean, see what we all doing right now. All we doing is really just asking a lot to help us be strong enough to just give up on whatever idea Satan is putting in our minds that want to keep on ignoring what you have made clear to us in the Quran, the life of Prophet Muhammad. Because, you know, we won't even think that. We're putting our own self through this. That's why Satan said that I'll set them free physically, but they're going to come back to be mentally and spiritually. Volunteer slaves, you know, because ain't nothing holding us up from doing what we got to do. But our faith in the law, we just love this duty and don't know it. That's the scheme of the Shaitan. You don't know what he's doing to you until you ask a lot of help. And if you don't ask a lot of help, he done deceived the whole Muslim world except us right now, and we should realize that he's working on us. Because just think about it, there ain't an Islamic country on the planet. None. And we had that opportunity now to establish an Islamic reality, you know, for everybody, even all the way down to where we might be the first Islamic community in the United States of America, you know. And we could call the community Imam W. Muhammad, because that would be true. He's the one by Allah's permission. Gave us and brought us out that mothership and brought us all the way down here to where anybody in the world, if they want to know about those people in America, they can pick up the newspaper and read about the community of Ibn Warfdeen Muhammad. The only Muslims in the world who are basing their life on the Quran and the life example of Prophet Muhammad, you know. But we still don't realize that Shaitan got this. We realize it, but we can't put a frame on it. That's why